Track 9.2, Listening, Unit 9, page 114, D.
You will hear part of an interview about a technology exhibition. For each question, circle the correct option, A, B or C.
Hello, I'm John Jameson, reporting from the New World Family Technology Exhibition. This event is on all weekend from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. It's only 10:30 and it's already getting busy. There are a lot of mums, dads and children everywhere. I'm with Julia Swanley, one of the event organisers. Hi Julia. So, can you tell us a bit about the exhibition?
Hello and welcome, John. Well, the New World Family Technology Exhibition is now in its fourth year and getting bigger. Last year, about 5,000 people came, and this year, we think there will be approximately 10,000.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes, we're really pleased. Of course, you don't have to be a scientist or an engineer to come here. In fact, you don't even need to be interested in science and technology. The exhibition has something for everyone, adults and children. And the best thing is, it's very interactive, with lots of different things to do.
Really? So people can participate in the exhibition?
That's right. You'll find about 4,000 useful, amazing and fun things that you might want to use in your own life. And you can make your own gadgets, try things out and enter competitions too.
Great. So science and technology isn't boring at all.
Exactly. Come and look at this, John. There are solar-powered toys and models. These models, planes, helicopters and cars, have a solar panel attached to them. Some of them work only when they're in the light. Others have a special battery so that they can continue working when they're not in direct light. So you can buy one made or you can build your own, which is much more fun, isn't it?
Sounds good to me. I must try that. And I hear you have competitions for the best or craziest design and some races to find the fastest solar-powered model car.
That's right.
Now, one question. Is everything at the exhibition eco-friendly?
Well, that's not the main aim of the exhibition, but a lot of the new technology here is green. And we do understand the need to protect the environment. For example, we've also got water-powered gadgets, and there are areas where kids can have fun and build their own robots with recycled materials.
That's good news. And what other eco-friendly things can we find here?
Well, we've also got new technology that saves energy, like special battery-powered bikes, and all the latest eco-friendly entertainment and music gadgets. You can test them out before you buy them, which is something you don't often get the chance to do in shops.
Julia, thanks very much for talking to me. I'm off to make an eco-friendly robot for my daughter.